the Canadian Brass with a selection they call Sleigh Ride on classical WMUK, 89.9 FM, online at WMUK.org. And as promised, next up, a chat about Home for the Holidays with Farmers Alley Theater and Friends. And I have two friends on the line, founders Jeremy Koch and Rob Weiner. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Kara. Good morning, Kara. We can't see each other, so who talks first?
No. That's been my pandemic life. My pandemic life is awkward pauses on the radio. That's right. What it is. What I'm excited to tell listeners today is that they don't have to wait for Home for the Holidays. It is available now, and the easiest way to access it is to go to farmersalleytheater.com. It went live a couple days ago, but so now it's yours for your lunchtime or your evening or whatever you want to do.
And that's one of the best things about it is you can watch anytime, you know, right when you get a ticket, then it's yours to stream whenever you'd like on demand between now and the 24th.
Exactly. I don't have to tell people, put it on your calendar for Sunday at 2:00. It's ready to go right now. And you must have had such a ball making it Home for the Holidays.
Oh, my goodness. Such a ball. I mean, the talent that we have on display is second to none. And, you know, we get to work with our friends at Public Media Network. You know, shout out to Matt Perrigo and Texture House, Tony and Paul doing the audio, and Matt at Public Media did the video. And, you know, just working, collaborating, which is what art and theater is all about, right? And collaborating with people and trying to, you know, make our viewers, our patrons, our fans feel a little warm and fuzzy this holiday season. It's a 90-minute holiday concert event. You'll hear tons of music. I mean, your standard holiday favorites and also some new songs that you've probably never heard before, but you're sure to love. We're thrilled and we're proud and we want everyone to see it.
By new musical selections, that I was actually thinking of talking to you both about how there's a lot of plays, musicals, movies that are Christmas related, but aren't known as Christmas movies or Christmas pieces. They just have a little bit of the season in them. A surprising number, really. I was just watching Meet John Doe on television the other day, and there's a whole Christmas sequence. So would that relate to some of the surprising numbers we might see in Home for the Holidays?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of other thing that we wanted to center upon was the areas diversity and culturalism. So there's nods there that you wouldn't think necessarily are Christmas themed, but they're sort of about home and family and the community. And that was sort of the real center of the piece, wanting to focus on that word home. And so there are songs. There's a song called Michigan Christmas, which is, of course, is about, you know, Michigan. But there are some other songs in there that reflect that diversity that aren't necessarily Christmas related, but they feel right at home in this sort of celebration of community.
Who was in charge of the overall flow from one piece and song to the next?
The piece was written and directed by Kathy Mulay. We both sort of oversaw it together. I was sort of her assistant director and assistant producer. So the two of us really worked together to make sure everything flowed correctly. And the dialogue flowed into the songs, and there was underscoring and all that, giving direction to Matt and Tony and Paul at Public Media and Texture House. So the two of us really shared that together. And we had a great time because it really is special. You know, Rob touched on one of the ideas of home. You know, it's Kalamazoo as a home, right? And what does home mean to people and sort of the land that we're standing on, you know, and paying a little tribute to the original caretakers of this land. And then the homegrown talent is another big part of this. Almost every singer that you'll see, every performer has ties to Kalamazoo, either grew up here, went to high school here, or college, you know, sort of cut their teeth and went off to become professionals. So we're highlighting a lot of these homegrown talents that we're bringing home for the holidays.
It's available now at farmersalleytheater.com. Talk me through the process of acquiring a ticket, and then how do I get it on my home screen?
Yes, certainly. I mean, if you go online to farmersalleytheater.com, and there are several places right on that landing homepage that you can click, whether it's the Home for the Holidays logo or box office, et cetera. What it's eventually going to do when you click on buy tickets or buy the watch party, is going to take you to a separate sort of screen where it's going to let you purchase your tickets either through Broadway On Demand, which is the streaming sort of platform that we're using here. As I said earlier today on another radio station, if you can order a pizza online, you can order a ticket to Farmers Alley Theater Home for the Holidays online. Now, may ask is, you know, create a username and log in just like you would if you were getting something, ordering some food or something like that. But it's really very simple if you follow the directions. And, you know, this is new. We're all learning this. If you do have any issues, we, you know, let people know. Please contact us, via either, you know, Facebook, Instagram, or through our email at info@farmersalleytheater.com. But what's also very cool is Jeremy and Kathy put together a little how-to video as well that's on our website. If there are any questions, you can watch that short little video. I think it's about like 6 or 7 minutes. And they'll walk you through Kathy actually purchasing the ticket and then being able to watch it on her TV at home. And you can watch it on TV if you have a smart TV, or even if you hook up a laptop to your television, or you can watch it on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone. You know, if you're in bed and you've got your iPad or something like that, you can just watch it right there. And then, or any other place you'd like.
Rob Weiner, one of the founders of Farmers Alley Theater, along with Jeremy Koch, Deneen Moulet-Koch, and Kathy Moulet, the four of you. Am I getting the story right?
Well, and my brother.
Oh, Adam, but, of course. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Adam, Rob, Jeremy, and Deneen founded it. And then, you know, Kathy's one of the pillars. She's been on the board and helping direct
right.
from the start.
Certainly an honorary.
As well as Terry Williams, who's featured in the show. Yeah, an honorary. Exactly. A lot of great people helped us get the theater off
Absolutely.
The ground.
Well, now we have established that anyone can watch it anytime, right now, all the way through December 24th. What might be even more fun is to join in on Friday night at 8 o'clock. That is when you're hosting a watch party. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead, Robbie.
Well, if you go on our website right now, our very first news item is like watch party. Check it out. And there's info there. So Friday night, 8 o'clock, myself, Adam, Jeremy, Deneen, we're all going to be on Zoom together, including special guests and performers from the show. And you can hang out with us, talk casually, you know, shoot the breeze about the holidays. We're going to show clips from the show and, you know, some fun never before seen footage as well. And just have a really fun, casual, like hang out, because that's one of the things that we're so missing is the social component to the theater, because there's obviously the art that's being done on stage, but theater is that communal experience. And, you know, one of the things, I don't know if you watched that special that Tina Fey and NBC had this past Thursday night. You know, there's so many people that are involved in the industry that are going through hard times right now, whether not just the actors on stage, but, you know, the stagehands, the technicians, the costumers, the ushers, all of that. Because theater is that community experience. And that's sort of what this Home for the Holidays program is a love letter to our community. So we thought, what better way to celebrate that than to have this fun watch party? You can hang out with us for an hour, get that sense of community. And then, like we said, you can watch the 90-minute special at any point between now and the 24th.
Well, let's get back to some of the features and details of Home for the Holidays, which, Jeremy, you said you and Kathy Moulet kind of assembled and directed with help from PMN. They have certainly been brought up in many of my interviews over the last few months and deserve lots of credit, as you said, for helping arts organizations transition to online offerings. But beside that's a side note. Jeremy, you and Kathy, did you write a script? Did you allow performers to choose their own pieces and then just decide what order things should be in? What was the level there?
Well, we started with a general concept about poem, you know, we started thinking, what does that mean? And it means different things to different people, right? You know, sometimes it's the actual home that you're standing in. Some people create their own homes. Maybe they move to different places. You know, some people, they work so much that their work is their home. And then we just thought about the land itself, you know, and how, and I know Kalamazoo is home to so many organizations, and we feature some of them. We've got a special reading of the play, of the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And we have arts leaders from organizations like Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo College, Out Front Kalamazoo, Gilmore Keyboard Festival, Queer Theater, Face Off, the KSO. So a lot of these, we shine a light on some of these other organizations that are in town that do such great work as well. And so you'll be surprised to see some faces there that you don't normally see performing. And we finished the whole thing with Western Michigan University's Gold Company singing a powerful a cappella version of John Lennon's Imagine.
Wow.
So, yeah, basically home, you know, Farmers Alley is our artistic home. Kalamazoo is our literal home, and it's home to other organizations, and then the homegrown talent. And so we didn't really, sometimes we assign someone a song. We say, hey, to, you know, to Max Wardlaw, you know, we want you to sing this song called Michigan Christmas. It was Max went to Portage Northern. You know, he's definitely a great definition of homegrown talent. And Brian Darcy James wrote this song called Michigan Christmas. And Brian grew up in Saginaw and is now a Broadway performer. So it was just this whole idea of like a Michigan talent writing a song that a homegrown talent gets to sing. So ideas like that. And then, you know, Kathy wrote a script that would sort of tie these songs together, and intros, and outros, and all of that. So it was really a team effort.
It sounds...
And there's even some... Sorry.
Sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
Some original songs performed specifically for Home for the Holidays, including Jariah Kwame, who is a Loy Norris grad and a Western Michigan University grad. He is blowing up huge in New York City as this talented songwriter. He just won an ASCAP award as like the Cole Porter Young Artist Composer. So something, I'm sure I got that wrong, but Jeremy Astor, I said, you know, hey, we're looking for a song here. If you want to do something original, you know, maybe something upbeat and peppy. And Jariah came back with this incredible original piece that is really basically going to be a world premiere in this.
Right.
And it's just amazing, you know, when you see the talented students, like they're not students anymore, but like Jariah and Nat Legree and Max, you know, I've known a lot of them since they were, you know, in, you know, middle school. I did Lost in the Oscars at the Kalamazoo Civic, and Nat's degree was 11 years old playing my nephew. And it's like, and now he's doing his own stuff in New York, and Jariah and all these other artists. It's really amazing to see their journeys. And what's so meaningful is the fact that they, when we reach out to them, I mean, inevitably they're like, yes, I will do it. And that is, for us as an arts organization, the most meaningful thing when artists want to say yes to you, because that means that you're doing something right, that you fostered this organization where people feel comfortable sharing their creativity and putting their bravery on display when they perform for us like that. So it's a real testament to not just Farmers Alley, but so many organizations and educational institutions in the community that have made these artists what they are today.
The last time I saw Jariah Kwame, I ran into him at the DNW, and I knew he didn't know me, but I was just like, I know you. I loved you in Avenue Q. And I fangirled all over Jariah, who was very, very kind about it and polite. And now it turns out he's in New York and writing music. I didn't know he had that talent.
Oh, yeah. He's got fangirls and fanboys all over the country now, Kara. So you've got to make room. Make room on the bandwagon.
He won a contest. A Broadway performer named Taylor Louderman did this contest where she wanted to, you know, feature a new up-and-coming singer-songwriter. And his song, Little Miss Perfect, was selected, and she sang it, and that sort of helped him blow up. And now everyone, like, there's millions of people that consider Little Miss Perfect their favorite song and the most streamed song in certain circles. So it's pretty cool. And I do want to give a shout-out to another director. We're talking about music so much. Catherine A. Walker was our music director and supervisor and helped Kathy and I oversee the musical portions and making sure everything sounded great. But got a band together, the same band as for that we had for By Request, Dave Van Haren and Cam Taylor on drums and guitar respectively. And Greg Jaspers directed Gold Company. So just another shout out to some of the other directors involved here.
We are well into our discussion and overview of Home for the Holidays with Farmers Alley Theater and Friends. And it's available right now. You just simply have to go get your ticket at farmersalleytheater.com. And again, this will run all the way through the 24th. On Friday at 8 o'clock, there will be a whole watch party with my guests here and many others. Do you recommend having watched the Home for the Holidays first or get an introduction through this watch party?
It's completely up to you. I mean, I think you'll enjoy the watch party regardless of whether you've seen the show already or not. You know, people want to wait till the weekends or get closer to Christmas to watch it. That's cool. As long as you buy a ticket, I don't, you know, you can watch it, tonight, tomorrow, next week, whenever. But no, you don't necessarily have to watch the program ahead of time to enjoy the watch party.
Okay.
This would be like hanging out with us in the lobby before the show, you know, like I was mentioning the social aspect, you know, this is like coming in, Tony Holowinski fixed you a drink at the bar. You know, you're hanging out. Adam, Rob, and I are the house managers. You know, we're all chatting in the lobby.
Exactly.
And then you go in and we go and watch the show.
Exactly.
Or maybe you're coming back for a show that you loved and you're coming back a second time and you're hanging out with us in the lobby and telling us how much you love the show. So either way, you're going to enjoy the watch party.
As long as you tell Jeremy he did a good job, you know, yes, that's what he's looking for.
We all need validation.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Rob Weiner and Jeremy Koch of Farmers Alley Theater, Home for the Holidays, now available through the website farmersalleytheater.com. And Jeremy, you were about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say it's surprisingly a lot of work, you know, producing something like this. I was just talking to Catherine Walker last night at that, you know, she said it, she watched it, she thought it turned out great, she was very happy and proud of all the work that was done, and she said, you know, I don't think a lot of people are going to realize how much work went into this, you know, and I said, you're right, but that's the beauty of it, right, is not, you know, seeing how the sausage is made, right, but it's surprisingly a lot of work, and you know, so it's just, it's very detailed and a lot of computer work that you have to do to make sure that everything is just right. But we're happy to do it because this is, like I was saying to somebody else, this is what artists do. We adapt, you know, we adapt and we think outside the box and we create new things where they weren't before. And this whole streaming thing, it's been a little strange, but the silver lining is we're able to still bring art and beauty and culture to people. Mm-hmm. We're just bringing it to them in their homes as opposed to having them come down to our theater. But we still love them and we still do it for them and we still want them to enjoy it. And, you know, this is our holiday gift to them.
Well, yeah, that's the audiences come out to be engaged and entertained. And the phrase is never let them see you sweat. And so you just have to, you know, put out a beautiful thing and make it look like it was really easy. But
that's right.
Yeah, well, the good thing you can't see me when I'm backstage during, you know, one of our performances, like Avenue Q, I'm sweating up a storm, making sure that the light, in that light cue, if it's not hit exactly right, I'm going to be like, what's going on? But no one else would even notice. You know, that's what's so wonderful after a program or after a show where we're like, oh my God, didn't you see that, you know, phenomenal major screw up? And someone's like, I had no idea. It seemed flawless to me. And it's like, okay, well, good on you. But yeah, it's us as artists, we love it's again this family feeling, and it's something we fostered at Farmers Alley Theater, and especially when we're talking about the West Michigan community and how supportive they are of the arts. And speaking of support of the arts, I would be remiss to not mention we have so many fabulous local corporate sponsors who help as much as anybody in making this show possible, including longtime supporters of the theater, organizations like Sanford Advisory, Dement and Marquardt PLC, Cahill Wealth Management, Kaiser Insurance, Southern Michigan Bank and Trust and the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Without their help, we couldn't be putting on this performance and sharing it with the community. So thank you to them. And it's so important that organizations and the community recognize how important that art is to fostering empathy, to fostering love in the community. And that is something I think right now is more important than ever.
That's such a good point, Rob. I'm sorry, Kit, if I could just say that, you know, we talk about collaboration in the theater between directors, designers, actors, crew, musicians, and that could not be more true. But there's also the collaborative effort of, you know, producers and supporters, you know, donors, patrons who donate, and of course, corporate sponsors like the ones Rob mentioned. And you can't put a show on, whether it's virtual or live, without tremendous support. And these organizations care so much about Kalamazoo, just like we all do, and want to help us bring that love and art and beauty and culture to people in their homes, and generously supported that financially. And so, huge shout out to them as well. We couldn't do it without them, and we can't do it without our patrons, and we wouldn't want to. And so, happy holidays.
It's available now at FarmersAlleyTheater.com. And as we're hearing, as you just heard from Jeremy and Rob, it represents the work of hundreds of people and a lot of effort to bring a holiday concert, a concert that can't be in person, but can be streamed right to your home. And I know that's how you are fulfilling your destiny as the owners of this theater.
I feel like Frodo when you say that. You know, I'm feeling my destiny.
Oh, yes.
I have to deliver this streaming program to the masses.
Do the best you can. I do love guests.
I actually got a...
Oh, I was, oh, I do, I love talking to you both. I love guests who can banter. And one thing I love is watching both of you argue with each other and other people on Facebook. Do you have any of your typical shows planned for Facebook in the next few weeks, like Lights, Camera, Musical, or What's Happening, or Dinner and a Show with Julie Nemitz, any of those things?
Funny you should mention that's exactly what's coming up next. Thursday the 17th at 8 p.m., another dinner and a show with Julie Nemitz. And this time, her special guests are Deneen Mulay-Koch and Brian Mulay, a brother-sister combo, and her sister, Jennifer Nemitz. So it's going to be two Nemitz sisters and then a Mulay brother and sister, and they're going to make some food and some drinks, and they're going to chat about the food and the drinks, and then, of course, also chat about all things theatrical, and I'm sure they'll talk about Home for the Holidays.
There would never be any disagreements between siblings, I'm sure.
Oh, no, never. Every sibling gets along with the other sibling for eternity.
and speaking of arguments, then on Sunday, we sort of had our flagship program, Broadway Battles, happening this Sunday, the 20th at 8 o'clock. Adam Weiner is going to be hosting, Nat Segree, is going to be one of the guests, as well as Jamie Grisham and Andrea Arvignigian. And it's going to be sort of these Broadway questions. If you've never seen the show, have three questions. And they sort of argue over these open-ended questions about theater and shows. And this one's going to have like a holiday theme to it. There's always really fun questions, really creative answers, and some sort of competitive banter, if you will. That's always a lot of fun to watch. And that's this Sunday as well.
Very simple to find. If you are a Facebook user, just go to the Farmers Alley page and you'll see ways to watch Broadway Battles and much more through social media. But of course, go ahead, Jeremy.
I was just going to say, even if you're not on Facebook, we post all of these events on our YouTube channel.
Great.
So youtube.com/Farmers Alley Theater. So there's a lot of ways that you can, and a lot of things are on our website too. So I know, you know, just in case someone's not on the Book of Faith, they can find our content elsewhere.
The Well, the presentation Home for the Holidays with Farmers Alley Theater and Friends is a 90-minute show available now through farmersalleytheater.com. It features Gold Company. It features a brand new song from Jiraiyah Kwame. Nat Zegri, who is another multi-talented dynamo, is also featured. Is he a soloist in this production?
He is. He is, but not a live soloist. He put together almost like an MTV music video of his original song called Imagine This Season. He wrote that as sort of a love letter to his dad, Dr. Steve Zegri, who helped bring Gold Company to prominence. So there's so much full circle-ness happening in this show. And Nat, so we show Nat's video, which is incredible. And then he does an intro. He talks about the video. He talks about his dad. He talks about Gold Company. And he introduces Gold Company, directed by Greg Jasper, singing Imagine by John Lennon. So it's a really great ending to the show. But yeah, Nat is extremely talented. He did the arrangement. He plays piano for himself. He did all the instrumentation, the vocals, of course, put the video together, which has like some clips of him as a little kid. And it's awesome. And he does it in his own show. He's doing a show called The Nat Before Christmas. So after you buy tickets to Home for the Holidays, you check out The Nat Before Christmas too, because it's really, really good.
Oh, wonderful. Well, fellas, is there anything else we can say?
Anything else we can talk about each other?
Rob, maybe, we should be on FaceTime so we can watch each other's lips. No, I would just say that, keep your eyes peeled for other Farmers Alley events. You know, obviously we're planning for 2021. We have some virtual things planned in early 2021. And then, you know, maybe some outdoor events in the spring and summer. And then we're really hoping to reopen our doors in the fall of 2021. So, you know, keep following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, elsewhere. Watch the website, YouTube, and then you'll see what's coming up soon.
And in this season of gratitude and giving, we're just so thankful to be able to continue to do what we love, to share art, to spread joy and community. And we're so thankful to anyone out there who deems us worthy to throw us a couple of dollars there, purchase a ticket, take 90 minutes, and get that warm feeling of nostalgia. We miss seeing you at the theater, and we can't wait to be with you in person. But until then, here's something that we can bring directly to your home.
And a reminder, you don't have to be local to watch this show. You can let your far-flung family and friends know about it and maybe even present them with a pass to Home for the
Have
holidays.
Your own watch party.
That's right.
That's right. Have your own watch party. Yeah, in fact, if I could just throw out there that for our last event, by request, my friend Drew Sarich was a part of it, and Drew is a huge star in Vienna. So I had people from Austria emailing me and saying, "We love Drew Sarich. How could we watch this? We have to have an American address." So, of course, I helped him out. But, we're going international, Kara, basically what I'm getting at here.
all in the name of keeping theater alive. So thank you. I'm grateful for that. Rob and Jeremy.
Well, we're grateful for you. Thank you so much for always having us on and being such an advocate. You know, you've been a real fan, a real supporter, and we're grateful. And like Rob said, super grateful to all of our supporters, all of our viewers, patrons, corporate sponsors, artists. We're really grateful. So thank you.
Well, and you're such terrible guests. I mean, I can't believe I'm this this kind every time around. No, really. Thank you so much. Everyone enjoy Home for the Holidays with Farmers Alley Theater and Friends. It runs through December 24th. And happy holidays to you, Rob and Jeremy.
Thanks, Kara.